For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. The Riverside Sheriff's Department is investigating alleged irregularities into the 2025 special election to redraw California's congressional districts. Now Sheriff Chad Bianco, who's also a Republican candidate for governor, says the state's attorney general is interfering in the investigation. KVCR's Madison Ament reports.
Last month, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department executed warrants for 1,000 boxes of ballots from the Registrar of Voters. Sheriff Bianco says that the investigation stems from a local election watchdog group. The group alleged there were 45,000 more votes tallied than ballots received and logged. Bianco says the purpose of the investigation is to determine if the allegation has any merit.
It is basically a fact-finding mission. This investigation is simple. Physically count the ballots and compare that result with the total votes reported.
Attorney General Rob Bonta sent Bianco multiple letters. The letters, reviewed by KVCR, showed that Bonta requested case files to understand the basis for the investigation. In the letters, Bonta raises concerns about whether there was probable cause to issue the warrants. Bonta said in a statement that Bianco has not cooperated with his office. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ament in Riverside.
Attorney General Rob Bonta is also weighing in on a lawsuit against ICE that challenges living and medical conditions at the Adelanto Processing Center. The ongoing lawsuit seeks to improve these conditions for detainees. The lawsuit was filed by several immigrant rights groups earlier this year on behalf of detainees at Adelanto. AG Rob Bonta says he's supporting the lawsuit because it's in the public's interest to draw attention to conditions inside. Bonta says his office visited the detention center last July. They found that detainees weren't getting timely medical treatment or good meals. They also said staffing levels were not at pace with the sharp increase in detainees. Bonta hopes the court will review his office's findings and end, quote, the civil rights violations at Adelanto. The Department of Homeland Security says the allegations of inhumane conditions are false and that ICE has better conditions than most U.S. prisons. President Trump announced on Saturday that ICE agents would be tasked with overseeing security duties at U.S. airports due to the ongoing government shutdown. The shutdown has lasted 38 days and has sidelined many TSA employees. There's been no immediate reports of ICE agents being present at SoCal airports. A spokesperson with the Ontario International Airport said ICE agents will not be sent there since the focus of Trump's actions is on airports with long wait times. Tom Homan, who serves as Trump's border czar, said on CNN's State of the Union that the effort was to help TSA do their job quicker. TSA said that about 10% of workers failed to report for duty last week due to the shutdown. Scorching temperatures are expected to continue this week in Riverside and San Bernardino County as the National Weather Service says unreasonably hot weather will continue through next week. The NWS says some marine layer brings in some breeze and will lower temperatures slightly, but temps will still be higher than usual for this time of year. Sunday's temperatures reached a high of 84 degrees in the downtown Riverside area, 90 degrees in San Bernardino, and 99 degrees in Coachella and Palm Springs. For the remainder of this week, Riverside and San Bernardino are expected to reach the mid-90s. Several daily high temperatures were broken on Saturday, with Thermo and Indio both tying their monthly records with a high of 108 degrees. By next weekend, forecasters say their hopeful temperatures will come down to where they should be for this time of year. And with Southern California's heat wave shattering records, how does all that hot weather affect your body? LAS reporter Cato Hernandez explains.
The blazing sun can put you at risk for heat-related illnesses. The most serious is heat stroke, which can make you feel confused, have throbbing headaches, make your skin hot and dry, and have a rapid pulse. If you develop heat stroke, call 911 immediately because this is a medical emergency that can make you pass out or become deadly if it's ignored. Or you could face heat exhaustion, which doesn't need immediate medical attention. It makes you feel dizzy, sweat a lot, or have clammy skin. You can also get nauseous and have a weak pulse. That can be treated by moving to a cool area, taking a shower, and drinking water. Cato Hernandez, LAS News.
For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.